Today, our thoughts and prayers are with the innocent victims and their families and their loved ones and the entire community in Nashville, Tennessee. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. As you've no doubt heard by now, there was a mass shooting Monday morning at the Covenant School. That's a Christian academy in Nashville, Tennessee. Three precious, innocent children and three adults were murdered, gunned down before police finally shot and killed the shooter. Now, so far, that sounds like other shootings that we've seen. But this one is different, as you likely have heard by now, because this time the shooter was a woman. Not just any woman. No, this shooter, Audrey Hale, apparently identified as a transgender and used male pronouns. Apparently, Audrey also once attended the Covenant School and for whatever reason decided to take her rage at the world out on innocent children. So what might have driven her to do that, exactly? Well, we could start with the obvious. How about the possibility that she was receiving testosterone hormone therapies due to being transgender? You don't need me to tell you what testosterone does. It obviously makes you stronger, sure, but it also makes you more aggressive. Combine that with the childlike mind of an unstable transvestite freak show, and that's a recipe for disaster. Keep in mind, this is important. In the early 2000s, Congress subpoenaed Major League Baseball players accused of taking HGH and testosterone to testify. Many players, including Barry Bonds, were charged with crimes by the FBI for a sport. Now, fast forward, here we are, 20 years later, the FBI and Congress want to push HGH and testosterone to kids with mentally ill parents that want to mutilate them in the name of transgenderism. And fake doctors are excited about doing it. But it's not just the pills. No, for years, the media have been relentlessly repeating the lie that there's some kind of transgenocide unfolding in America. There's literally a bogus article on Wikipedia right now pushing this nonsense. There's this tranny freak show at the ACLU called Chase Strangio, who says that it's genocide to pass laws preventing children from being mutilated by fake doctors. Media outlets have published all of these breathless stories about dozens of transgender people getting murdered with the implication that they're being hunted down and killed for being trannies. Okay, of course, that's a lie. Because the reaction of every sane and normal person to a transgender freak show is to try to stay as far away from them as possible and to keep your children away. Nobody is out hunting them down. Now, transgender people do die more often than other people, but there's a lot of reasons for that. First, transgenders are mentally unstable. Imagine that. So they have a higher suicide rate, regardless of how much acceptance they experience. The problem with these freaks isn't just that they're totally demented. No, it doesn't stop at that. It's far worse. The truth is, they're actually demonically possessed. So it's no surprise that the result is three dead kids and three dead seniors at the hands of one of these demons. Watch.
If you want my future, I'm gonna get you fast. If you wanna get with me, I'll turn your face into a mask. I won't be wasting this precious time. I'll get you in the dark and then commit this crime. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I want your soul. That's right, I want your soul. Your soul. Your soul.
Wow. So there's that. Second, transgenders are more likely to work in dangerous jobs like prostitution, which, surprise, surprise, exposes you to all kinds of dangerous people. And third, getting back to the whole unstable thing, transgenders are more likely to die of drug overdoses. That means that they're also around the kind of people who sell drugs, which again makes trannies more likely to be murdered. So that's what's going on here. These transvestites are sick people who live self-destructive lives, but when their own decisions end up killing them, the press and the Biden regime blame people like me and you. In effect, they're actually egging on mentally ill perverts to take out revenge for imagined slights by Christians. And as we saw just yesterday, it's working. Oh, and there will be more. In Oklahoma City and around the country, some freak show trannies wearing COVID masks holding firearms were posting selfies to the internet dressed in black t-shirts depicting guns that said trans rights or else. Or else what, exactly? You'll go and massacre another room of kindergartners? On April 1st, trans radicals were organizing an event in D.C. that they themselves called Trans Day of Vengeance to stop trans genocide. Yeah, we agree wholeheartedly. We should absolutely stop trans genocide, specifically the genocide that they apparently want to perpetrate against all of us. So we'll talk more about the transgender angle of this shooting in upcoming broadcasts. But first now, we're going to turn to the Second Amendment dimension of this shooting. Unsurprisingly, this shooting has immediately been exploited by the Biden regime to try to disarm the American public. Once again, Biden immediately called for a nationwide ban on so-called assault weapons, a fictional class of firearms that does not exist. But this law would automatically make millions of Americans into criminals overnight. People who possess automatic handguns, for example, or hunting rifles. Now, here's a very telling revelation from Nashville police. They've obtained some kind of a manifesto or a plan from the shooter, and she says that she considered another target but chose not to target it because it had too much armed security. Yeah, you heard that right. Armed security prevents massacres. Imagine that. So if Covenant School had armed security available, three adults and three innocent and precious children might still be alive right now. These shooters tell us themselves that they skip hard targets. They prefer a soft target. What's a soft target? Well, it's a school or any place in the public domain that for whatever reason has decided to unilaterally disarm itself, setting the horrible example for kids and adults that their lives are not worth fighting for or protecting. Larry Allen is the pastor of New Life Baptist Academy in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Allen is a former Brooklyn cop who trains his students to fight back against a psychopathic shooter. He and his staff are trained well and know what it means to protect life. Look.
School in New Mexico, many of the teachers carry guns, just in case.
Show me your weapons and tell me what they are.
45, sir.
45.
I'm assistant pastor, this is the 45.
Yes, director of security, 45.
The pastor carries a 45 in a case that looks like a Bible. The principal is also armed with a 38 semi-automatic pistol.
How many of you feel safer knowing that your teacher has a gun?
By the way, police have also released footage of Hale shooting her way into the school itself. Look, here it is. She's blowing the doors down, and she doesn't appear to be moving very quickly. So if there had been armed security, she could have easily been stopped before killing any children. But that didn't happen. No, instead, the shooter roamed free until police showed up and shot her dead. That's the Biden administration's ideal. When something goes wrong, you're helpless until the regime swoops in to save you or leaves you to your fate. You see, that's up to them. That's how it is when they have the guns and the power and you don't. Chris Doerr is a hardcore, no-compromise gun rights activist who has run or worked closely with Iowa gun owners, Minnesota gun rights, the Missouri Firearms Coalition, and Wyoming gun owners, in addition to heading up the American Firearms Association. He and his crew helped pass Wyoming's Stand Your Ground law in 2018. Chris believes in a no-holds-barred approach to gun politics and levels his uncompromising and ruthless advocacy in the defense of our Second Amendment rights. Doerr is unapologetically proud of the work that he and his brothers do on behalf of the members of the organization that they work for, and he joins us now. Chris, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure to be here this evening. You know, these politicians, they're like the Rumpelstiltskins of the political world. They spin the blood of the innocent dead, and they try to spin it into gold for their political agenda, and their agenda is straight up disarmament of their political opposition. And then it's Katie bar the door. We can't stop them. But just kind of looking at this from the 30,000 foot view yesterday, I had a good friend of ours, one of our members, called up yesterday, and he said, you know, you can't make a diesel engine a gasoline engine by gradually introducing gasoline to the diesel. You will ruin the engine, folks. I think that's exactly what happened right here. You have people like Dylan Mulvaney up there normalizing this this degeneracy, and you combine that with the fact that our schools have yanked God out of our schools. We've yanked right and wrong out of our schools. We've destroyed the nuclear family, and we teach kids you're basically animals. Do whatever you feel is right. Why are we surprised then when we are when our system is generating these monsters? We pump them full of psychotropic SSRI drugs day in and day out instead of letting them be kids. And the system is cranking these people out. It's only going to get worse. And quite frankly, any of this stuff about hardening the schools, it's only treating the symptoms. It does not ever address the cure that we need so desperately for these kids.
Yeah. So while the regime is, and I would say Democrats, but I don't believe in that construct. I think we're dealing with a uniparty globalist murderous regime here. But while these people are advocating for taking your guns away, obviously more and more of these events are going to, you know, unfold. We're going to see more of this. They're going to use these to disarm people.
Yeah.
So rather than going that way and rather than giving up any ground, I think we should be going the other way. We need more high capacity magazines. We need more automatic weapons, and we need them in the hands of trained people who can say, no, we're going to protect our kids by any means necessary. To that, you say what?
Yeah, absolutely. No guilt. We have no guilt. We have no responsibility here. We bear no portion of the burden of responsibility. It's time for gun owners to go on the offense and go and pass all the pro-gun bills that we possibly can, because you can look at the what's coming out of our schools. You can see the each class that graduates, it's getting worse and worse. And Republicans, I like what you said about the uniparty, Republicans worship at the altar of public education just as much as the Democrats do. They are funding our cultural suicide when they appropriate this record amounts for our public schools, our government indoctrination centers. So we have a huge problem. And yeah, go arm yourself, teach yourself, group tactics, teach yourself, make your local schools hard, make your church hard, train with each other, learn how to use firearms, because we're going to need them.
Yeah, I'm just going to say it. Militia is not a bad word. And this program and this platform is 100% on board with being well-regulated and organized and having a system in place. You mentioned that, you know, Republicans too altar or worship at that altar. They also worship at the altar of red flag gun laws as they move to moderation. And a lot of people look to Ron DeSantis in Florida and they say, oh, well, what a champion. Here's this, you know, presidential candidate. But wait, hold on a second. We've got red flag gun laws in the Sunshine State as well. He's totally on board with disarming people. And so there, when you have fake phony champions, you know, fake phony Republicans or conservatives or fake 2A people actually caving to this, you know, gun confiscation. That's what this is. It's a slippery slope to gun confiscation. When you have that, you have to assemble and not ask your politician and not ask your sheriff and not ask your county attorney or DA for permission to do what you're going to do, but instead advise them what it is that you're going to do to protect gun owners in your community.
Yeah. Well, you bring up a very valid point about Ron DeSantis in Florida. It's important for people to kind of understand he's not in the second year of his term here. He's in the fifth year of his term as governor of the state of Florida. And they've had red flags on the books since 2018. And yet they have never been repealed. Whoever's going to be the next president of the United States has to undo the massive amount of damage that's been done to the Second Amendment. It's not enough for them to sit there and say, oh, I'm no longer going to consider red flags, maybe, if you're Donald Trump, or I'm not going to let any gun control get passed under my watch. No, we have to go on the offense. We have to take back the ground that the left has been taking. And, you know, quite frankly, Ron DeSantis hasn't performed yet in that regard. So, yeah, we've got some work to do here.
Yeah, I'm not for any gun control measures at all whatsoever, period. As a matter of fact, we need to unroll any gun legislation that's on the books right now. What I am in favor, though, of is locking up these trannies, reopening insane asylums, and committing these people, because these people are absolutely deranged and sick, and they have declared a genocide. Now, you mentioned the president and future presidents. The current alleged president yesterday was speaking about this. He was called there to address this issue. Three dead children in Nashville. Here's what happened.
From the White House.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. God. Ben, how are you, pal? One of the best guys in the United States Congress, Ben Cardin. Folks, welcome to the White House.
It's a delight to have you all here. And who are those good-looking kids back there? They're your kids, all four of them? Well, stand up, guys.
Chris, three dead children, three innocent children. I know that you've seen the pictures of, you know, the pastor Scruggs and his wife and their four children. I know that you've seen the pictures of Hallie, their little daughter. I have a daughter the same age. Rather than addressing three dead innocent children, three dead adults, he wants to ask who are the good-looking kids in the back of the room and then ostensibly lure them into his home with all of the chocolate ice cream that he has. I mean, we are not a serious country at this point.
No. And I have to think that if this had been another school, maybe a public school, one where it was a white, 35-year-old male that walked in with an AR-15, I think he probably would have been more focused. But I think the fact that it was three Christian dead kids and three dead Christian adults that were murdered by a transgendered woman, I think that plays a part in this. I don't believe in coincidence like that. The guy is a degenerate, he's got a known kid problem. But for him to do that was such a slap in the face. The world is laughing at us. We're not even taking ourselves seriously anymore. But it was such an offense against those six Christians that were murdered yesterday by this transgender woman. It's hard to quantify it.
You know, it would be wrong for me to not address this. And we mourn the deaths of these three children, and you know, our thoughts and prayers are with these people. This is a horrific incident. We have to speak to the things that are being said on the internet. We have to speak to the so-called coincidences. What are the odds that the victim of another school mass shooting just happens to be on the scene of this school shooting? And do you think that there's any merit to the idea that these people are playing video games, first-person shooter type video games, in the same chat room with feds, with FBI agents, and being led to do things like this on purpose for the cause, in order to usher in some sort of a world entity like the UN or somebody like that to go door to door and start this confiscation measure? Or do you think it's going to be a one-off, pick them off here and there? I mean, this all seems to be very much too coincidental. I'd like to know. I think the odds are probably 10 out of 9 that this psychopath tranny was on either some sort of a watch list for the feds or even more probable on their payroll.
Well, I can't say for certain what is unknowable to me at this point, but how many shootings have there been in the past now where there's all these coincidences that line up? I mean, we don't even need to sit here and wonder about it. They have told us many times that they don't let crises like these go to waste. Why is it so much more unbelievable for us to think that there is a chance that they could help manufacture these things? I mean, they've told us what they want to do. Why wouldn't we assume they're going on a course, setting on a course to go about and make that happen? Their goal is to disarm us, disarm America, red America, Republican America, conservative America. Why wouldn't they put programs like this in place to make it happen?
Yeah. How can people, viewers of this program, support the Door Brothers and all of your efforts and your various organizations to fight back against these gun grabs?
You know, for many decades, politics in America, people thought that you have to fix things from the top down. We have started our gun rights organizations from the exact opposite perspective. It's all about the grassroots up. We are building state level gun rights organizations in most of the states that matter. And we are using mobilized people by the thousands and tens and thousands, and in some cases, hundreds of thousands, depending on the state, to affect change in the state legislatures. You know, they can talk about all of this stuff that's happened in D.C., and they want to change things from the top down in D.C., but when it comes to the individual states, there is vast amounts of power that are still at stake that we can still reclaim. So if you're watching Ohio or Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Missouri, Minnesota, some of these states that you listed off in the beginning, we have state-level gun rights organizations that are pushing back against this stuff, not only pushing back and stopping the gun control, because quite frankly, Minnesota should have fallen early this year, but it hasn't yet so far. But we're also going on the offense, passing Stand Your Ground law, passing constitutional carry. And the biggest one that we're passing, we're working on right now, we pass it in Missouri, we're working on it right now in Ohio. It's called the Second Amendment Preservation Act. It's simply a 10th Amendment FU to federal government. Says that the federal government cannot commandeer state and local law enforcement agencies to enforce federal gun control laws. And it's working. It's absolutely working. We're trying to pass it right now in Ohio. But those are some of the best ways that you can get involved. You can't always fix it. You can't ever fix anything in Washington, D.C., but you can help your state take a position in between this tyrannical federal government on the one hand and the rights of the individual on the other with the Second Amendment Preservation Act. And it's time for these red states in particular to start exercising their 10th Amendment power and saying, no, this is a co-equal branch of government. You're not going to come in here and tell us what to do. We're exercising our right as a sovereign state. So screw off.
Yeah,
that's what we need to do. The states need to fight back.
And speaking of guns and, you know, the regime and the military and trannies, our tranny-ridden military actually, you know, indoctrinates recruits that, hey, you're going to go die in a pile of spent shell casings to defend and protect the Constitution and our Bill of Rights and our Declaration of Independence and our freedom and our prosperity and our individual liberty. And you're going to go protect and fight for America. That's the American way. We'll put a boot in your ass. That's what we do. When really what we're doing, obviously, is enriching the military-industrial complex. But these people say that. You should sign up to go give your life for the very rights that now they want to take away from you, so that will leave you unarmed. While criminals, by the way, I'm looking at the screen, the monitor up here right now, it's being reported that this sociopathic transvestite obtained at least one of these guns, if not more, illegally. That means, I don't have to state the obvious, criminals are not going to follow gun laws. You can have as many laws as you want on the book. Everybody here knows that that's not going to stop them from illegally or unlawfully obtaining them and then going and using them when everybody becomes a soft target. But this is the same regime that wants you to go and fight in this military to defend these rights, but then tells you that they want to take them away. So being well-regulated, being well-organized, forming a coalition inside of your own community has to be the answer. And when they come for your guns and they try to force you at your home to die in a pile of spent shell casings defending your right to 2A, that's when you have to make the critical decision. What are you going to do? An unarmed populace fears the government when instead it should be the government that fears the populace. An armed one, for that matter. Chris Doerr, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
So many people all over the world, this show included, and qualified experts have been warning about the imminent collapse of the petrodollar, the fall of the US dollar, meaning the dollar is worth nothing. Everything that you've ever worked hard for, everything in your checking account, your savings account, your 401k, your investment accounts, your IRA is worth zero. Nothing. Zero. Protect yourself from all of this with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. When you call them and mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to 10 grand in free silver. $10,000 in free silver. Protect yourself against this criminal taxation, hyperinflation, full-blown recession, looming depression, funding forever wars, funding the mandates and the lockdowns and the bioweapon deployment, funding the gun grabs sponsored by a tyrannical regime posing as a government, a corporate crime syndicate that is going to employ world entities to come, like the UN, and go door-to-door to confiscate your guns. We're funding our own demise. Get out of that system. Protect yourself with physical gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.